Corporation Commission meetings are usually pretty dull. The attendees are mostly lawyers and agency staffers. The discussions are tedious, and the debates are, well, boring. But last week's technical conference on wind energy was standing room only, and it was lively, theatrical even.
Yes, my name is Tammy Huffstetler. I am a homeowner in Canadian Hills Wind Farm.
And she brought sound effects.
I don't know if you can hear this or not. This is my lot. That's why I'm here talking about property rights and regulation.
Huffstetler and her husband live near Calumet in Canadian County. They bought the farm more than 35 years ago, and in the last few years, they've been surrounded by 11 wind turbines on neighboring land. The couple has been outspoken about the nuisance of living with that whirring sound and the flickering shadow of the spinning blades. But Jody Harland also lives in Canadian County, and she's pro-wind.
It's a non-polluting, green source of energy, as some of the other people said, non-toxic.
Many farmers and ranchers in the state of Oklahoma are struggling to stay on their land. Wind for them represents a huge opportunity.
That's Jeff Clark with the Wind Coalition, an Austin-based pro-wind organization. Oklahoma was the country's fourth largest wind power producer last year, and the industry is expanding from the panhandle and western parts of the state to the northeast.
We've invested $6 billion in the state of Oklahoma. Communities are begging us to come to town.
The wind energy issues currently up for discussion in Oklahoma fall into three categories: siting, notification, and decommissioning. Where should turbines go? Who should know if they're coming and when? And how should they be dismantled? Siting is the most contentious issue. Warren Thomas owns a farm in Cleveland and McLean counties.
That to have wind turbines in close proximity to residential housing is not an appropriate and responsible land use. Those are incompatible.
Thomas and other residents would like the state to establish setback rules, rules that would set minimum distances between turbines and houses. Cities and counties can set those kinds of rules with zoning restrictions, but statewide setback regulations might prove too intrusive for a low-regulation state like Oklahoma, which generally doesn't want to interfere with the energy business. Corporation Commissioner Dana Murphy.
People keep thinking we do all these things with oil and gas and we should regulate like oil and gas. I just hope people understand there's no law or rule that says how far away that oil and gas well has to be from a house or a building.
At this point, the meetings are at the inquiry level. No formal rules have actually been proposed. It's possible they won't. And there's a political component to these meetings. The Corporation Commission was asked to examine the wind industry after a wind moratorium bill was shelved by the state legislature. But the agency doesn't have the authority to create rules or regulations addressing many of the issues being raised. That authority would have to be granted by politicians at the state capitol. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.